The 13th Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kuf Lamed Bet, Psalm 132, is by far the longest of the Shirei HaMa'alot, its 18 verses making it twice as long as the runner-up, Mizmor Kuf Kaf Bet. It is also the only Shir HaMa'alot that recounts, albeit poetically, a story about a particular biblical figure, by roughly corresponding with Shmuel Bet, chapters 6 and 7. The psalm opens with a request, Zechor Hashem LeDavid et kol unnoto, consider Hashem in David's favor all his pain. The word unnoto, which I translated his pain, is derived from the root ina, just like the word we use for a day of fast, ta'anit. The cause of David's pain was his determination to do everything in his power, including abstaining from basic pleasures, to relocate the Ark, Aron Berit Hashem, to Yerushalayim, thereby publicly establishing Yerushalayim for the first time as a place of worship, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the location where the Beit HaMikdash will ultimately be built by his son Shlomo. Asher nishba la'Hashem nadar la'avir Yaakov, im avo be'ohel beiti, im e'ele al eres yetzu'ai, im eten shenat le'enai la'afapai tenuma, ad emtza makom la'Hashem mishkanot la'avir Yaakov. How he made an oath to Hashem, vowed before the guardian of Yaakov, I will not enter my own home, nor will I mount my own bed. I will not grant my eyes sleep, nor my eyelids slumber, until I find a place for Hashem, a dwelling for the guardian of Yaakov. When David arrives at the Ark's current location, he initiates a new era by seeking Hashem's approval for the consecration of Yerushalayim, using verses that we use to this day when returning the Torah to its place in the Ark. Kuma Hashem limnuhatecha, ata v'aron uzecha, kohanecha liyilbishu tzedek, v'chasidecha yiranenu. Ba'avur David avdecha, al tashev penei mishichecha. Rise up, Hashem, to your resting place, you and your mighty ark, your priests clothed in victory, and your faithful ones sing in joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed one. And as in Shmuel Bet chapter 7, when David wishes to build the temple, Hashem changes the initiative and instead promises David that he will be the first in line of a royal dynasty. In language similar to David's oath mentioned before, the psalm now reports, Nishba Hashem leDavid, emet lo yashuv mimenna, mipri vitnecha ashit lechiselach. Hashem made an oath to David, a truth he will never renounce. Of the fruit of your loins shall I place upon your throne. Thus does this mizmor seal the bond between Malchut Beit David, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and Yerushalayim. Kivachar Hashem b'tzion, ivah lemoshav lo. For Hashem has chosen Zion, he has desired it as his seat.